So my presentation today is on grade appeals. So what I mean by grade appeals, there's generally kind of two different kinds of grade appeals, informal and formal. Informal grade appeals are just whenever a student goes to a professor and asks for a higher grade on like an assignment or a test or a final course grade. Obviously that can happen either like in front of your class or during your office hours or even through email. And then formal appeals, which you don't hear about super often, they're a lot more rare than informal appeals, but that's when a student doesn't accept that the instructor disagrees with the students wanting a higher grade. So it can get escalated to the department head or the college dean. And there's also been some cases that have actually gone like the legal route with suing to United States Circuit Courts, which is kind of interesting. But mostly I'm going to be talking about informal appeals. So whenever a student asks a instructor for a higher grade on an assignment. So what is the issue with appeals? They're obviously kind of annoying or frustrating sometimes as an instructor. They can take up time and resources. There's a study in Norway that estimated each formal appeal case cost the university $300. So adding up all the appeals over a couple years can be over $1 million. So obviously it takes up time because each formal appeal needs like a whole conference of people to go to it. But informal appeals, you might find yourself giving feedback twice to students, so you might have to like regrade papers. It might challenge your confidence in teaching. You might think that you're helping your students understand a topic, but then if they don't understand what they're getting wrong, then they're not really understanding the topic, which can be frustrating. But it can be frustrating for students also if they feel like they don't know the expectations on how to get a good grade in your class. And also if students see other students appealing grades and the instructor isn't appealing those grades fairly, they might give some students a higher grade and not others. So it can eventually cause a loss of trust between students and faculty. And then there's also, this is kind of a side topic, but I think some of it might be caused by the kind of consumer approach to education. So this is more with like the millennial generation. A lot of students, because students are paying for college and we're kind of raised as consumers, we feel that if we put in a certain amount of effort into our class, we therefore are entitled to whatever grade we want. So you see that a little bit. So I am doing a research project right now. It was supposed to be finished by the time of this presentation, but it wasn't, so it's still ongoing. But it's for, in addition to my PhD research, so it's on student and faculty reflections on grade appeals. And I wanted to see if there's any differences between students' thoughts on grade appeals and instructors' thoughts on grade appeals, and then to see if there's any ways to effectively minimize the occurrence of grade appeals. So my research is in two parts, a student survey of about 20 questions, and then faculty follow-up interviews. And I'm still in the student survey part right now, so I'm just going to give kind of preliminary results. The first few questions on the survey asked how often students appeal grades, and I've gotten 26 responses so far, which is pretty good, I think, because this survey was sent out to all the undergrads in our crop and soil environmental sciences department, so that's 260 students. So as a volunteer survey, 10% is a good response rate, I think. But students mostly said rarely and never appealing grades, which kind of surprised me. It might be the type of students answering a volunteer survey, though, for no credit in any of their courses. And then I asked them how often do they believe that their grade on an assignment, quiz, exam is unfair. This first number is supposed to be 10. So 10 of them said never, 13 said rarely. So that kind of is similar to the previous question. So they're about appealing as often as they think that their grades are unfair, I think. And then these are just a little bit of summary results from some other questions. So I wanted to ask them about rubrics, so seeing if like different assessment tools can get students to help understand their grades a little bit better and then maybe appeal their grades a little less often. And students said that they received rubrics or other assessment tools somewhat often, and that was the most often response. And then I asked them if those rubrics were helpful, and only two students answered that they were always or very often helpful. So most students didn't think that the rubrics they were receiving were very helpful. So I asked if they just have vague qualifications like poor, good, great, and excellent with no detail. So most students answered that they only had some detail in the rubrics. And then I asked if professors providing those rubrics influenced their decision to ask for a higher grade, so to ask for an appeal. About half the students said no, but then another half of the students said that, yeah, they appeal less whenever they receive those rubrics. Two students answered that they want to appeal grades more when they receive rubrics. I'm not really sure why they answered that. Maybe they feel more justified in their arguments. But I think this does show that rubrics can help with lowering the amount of grade appeals in a class. And then I also asked about the kind of feedback that they would get on written assignments. So I asked if the feedback they receive influences their decision to ask for a higher grade. And again, it's a little self-explanatory or expected, but they said that whenever they get feedback, they want to ask for an appeal less when getting detailed feedback. So if you give good feedback, you'll get less students asking for a higher grade. And again, this one student said that they want to appeal more often when receiving detailed feedback. So maybe they misread the question or misread the answer, but some students just might appeal anyway or just might not appeal at all. So I also asked them, because there's kind of two routes, if a student appeals a grade, the professor might automatically change the grade, or they might want to have a discussion about the grade. And these are some quotes from student answers. My emphasis was added. So if there's typos in there, that's the student's typos. But most students said that they did prefer discussion. The students that answered did say that they do actually want to understand the work better and what they missed, which I was impressed with, actually. And this student was kind of the odd one out, that was really blunt, said that they don't want to seem like they're asking for a handout, so they don't just want the free points. But most students did seem to want to understand what they missed, which was pretty good. And I asked if you have ever asked for a higher final course grade, what was your reasoning? And this one was a little less uplifting. A lot of students, or not a lot of students, but definitely a few of them said that they were on the edge of a letter grade, so they kind of just wanted to get pushed up to the next letter grade. And you definitely see this kind of consumerism approach where they said that they put in effort, therefore they should get the higher grade. And a few students said that they've never appealed a final course grade, which is good too. The student said, kind of again with handouts, I don't like the idea of receiving a higher grade without deserving it. And then this student, I don't remember if this was the same student, but they were also pretty blunt.
I'm with him though.
Yeah, so that might have been not very friendly on the professor's part, only grading up 0.03 of a percentage, but yeah, and he also included a couple typos in his answer or her answer, so I'm not sure, but I was happy that, you know, the students were honest in their answers. It was entirely anonymous, so I don't know who they were or anything. Which I think helped with honesty. But so my tips and conclusions from all of that so far. Overall, again, like I said, students really do prefer discussions about their grades, at least from the 26 that answered the survey. Again, a lot of students, this is only 10% so far of our undergrad population in the department, so it's probably indicative of the kind of people that would answer a volunteer survey anyway. But you can use this approach to actually help in learning, so you don't have to view appeals as a negative thing or an annoyance. They can help students to think critically about their answers and why they missed something, and therefore how to make it better. It does kind of add extra grading on the instructor's part, but the benefit to the student learning might be more valuable than a little amount of time I spent grading again. And some grading is always subjective anyway. If you're asking those like higher level thinking questions, it's probably not going to be a multiple choice test. So, you know, sometimes your grading might be wrong as a professor, and that's okay. Sometimes students have good arguments for why they should get more points, and that's always a good thing too. But if you do want to minimize appeals, students did seem to say that they wanted detailed rubrics and feedback. And I think being clear in your expectations for the course and assignments, that wasn't really included in the survey part, but might be in the faculty interview portion of the research project. Particularly effort versus understanding, so whether or not you're grading for effort, like how many hours a student put in studying or coming to class, versus actually how well do they understand the material and how well can they apply it. And lastly, you should probably create an appeal policy and apply it equally to the students, so don't apply it to students just because you like them or something, which you might not do on purpose, but sometimes students come to you asking for appeals, and it's usually the students that need a lot of help too, so try to give everyone the equal opportunity to appeal a grade. So that's the end, and before I ask for questions, this is actually a really good reference if you want to read further in how to use appeals for learning. It was a professor in law school, and I think soil science classes can kind of be subjective sometimes, especially like higher level classes, so it was a little similar to like law school classes, but I think that's it. So if there's any questions. Yeah?
When I came to Ohio State University, I was wondering if you're collecting any data on the type of class that it is, like some classes are more focused on problem solving versus some other which are more on lab learning or field research and so on.
So I just asked all the students in our department, so it kind of includes all of that. I think the first year students and some students that answered, I asked them demographic questions, so how long have they been here and their major. And we only have two majors in the department anyway, environmental science and then crop science. But by the time they get to their fourth year, they will have taken those field classes and lab classes along with like the basic and fro classes, if that makes sense.
I have a comment about the rubric. So based on your result, the student will say rubric is not helpful. Very helpful. Did you kind of ask a question before that question, as in did you actually use the rubric to prepare your assignment? Because sometimes, like my students, a lot of them, they don't read rubric.
Yeah.
And they will just complain. So I wonder, maybe the reason you kind of, you know, kind of missed that part, like they don't even read it, so of course they don't think that's useful.
Yeah, and I don't know how often people give rubrics before an assignment or like after an assignment, after it's been graded,
really?
If that makes sense.
I thought a rubric has to give it out.
I mean, it can be, but like it's mostly for the instructor to like grade off of too. So I don't know, but sorry, what was the first part of your question again?
I was thinking about like because the student said a rubric is not very helpful. And
oh right.
Based on my understanding, I thought the rubric is when you give out an assignment, you give the rubric to the student and this is how I'm going to grade, and you need to read through it, so that would help you your assignment.
Yeah, so I don't think it was so much that the students said that rubrics weren't helpful, just that the ones that they were receiving weren't very helpful. So that maybe some professors could work on making those rubrics a little bit more clear and detailed with their expectations. Instead of, like, if you're trying to teach students objectives and you just say the objective, then the student might not, if they don't understand the topic yet, they won't know whether they reached the objective, so... Any more questions?
I think that's all the time we have for questions.
Okay.
What was your name?
My name?
No,
I'm
her name.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my name?
We're all introduced.
Ching Yu Huang from University of North Georgia.
Okay.